Good evening. I heard the summer wind whispering outside my window last night. Do you know what it said to me? Correct. You really came. I knew you would do everything in your power to get here, but still, I feared the Silent Ones from the Mountain Clan had somehow tracked you down. I was uneasy when you did not show up at the appointed time, but no more. You are here. That is all that matters now. Let's go. Did you manage to find a suitable boat and someone to take us away? Good. Did I give you enough coin for that? Ah, it is true, is it not? You can buy almost anything with the right amount of money, including silence. I knew I could count on you. Which way? Fear not. Nobody from the palace will notice I'm missing until late tomorrow. I told them I had caught a cold and needed to rest. I asked that nobody come to bother me. Yes. That should hopefully give us enough of a head start. Nobody will recognize me dressed like this. Don't worry. And all the smells from the crowd and the stalls will mask the scent of cherry blossoms coming from my skin. Yes, I was born with it. And not even the best doctors in the palace could explain why. Anyway, tonight is a good night to get away. There will be many boats on the river due to the festival. We will blend in with the other travelers. I have a lot of gold on me, and many precious items we can pawn. I am afraid I could not bring other supplies. You have taken care of it. Thank you. That's right. You are used to thinking several steps ahead. How much farther? Ah, we are already here. Good evening, sir. How are you? Good. Thank you. Yes. As far north as you will take us. Great. We will be resting inside the cabin. Please knock if you need us. Here, I will light some lanterns. Do not apologize. This is perfect. I never cared much for the luxuries of the palace anyway. I only care about one thing now, and that is you. How are you? You always say you are good, even when you are not. Did you bring medical supplies? Perfect. Now, let me take a look at your injury. The one I know you sustained 2 days ago. All because you came to visit me. Stop pretending. I saw you get shot with the arrow. I am not a fool. Let me see it. It is bleeding. You did not have to go to all the trouble of bringing all these supplies onto the boat while you were injured. We could have purchased them later, or figured something else out. You wanted me to be comfortable? I see. Thank you. And I always thought ninjas were cold-blooded killers. Heartless machines that worked for money. But you're so different. Is there fresh water? Be gentle, I promise. Thank you. All better now? Great. Here, lie back. I never asked you this before, but why did you decide to become a ninja in the first place? One would argue that someone like you could excel at a number of different things. You could make a living easily doing any one of those things. Oh? Not the answer I was expecting. So you're telling me that your father was one of the most dangerous killers in all of Japan, and that you wanted to be like him? Aside from what happened with me, did you achieve your goal? Forgive me, they did not speak much about ninjas in the palace. I see. Although that is the case, no, I do not fear you, even if others do. My heart beats faster when you are near, but it is not out of fear. And this may sound odd, but I was not afraid, even when I saw you in my room that night. I was already expecting there to be attempts on my life. After the palace officials made the public announcement that I was to be married into the Takeuchi family, there was a lot of dissent. That marriage was supposed to bring peace. I also think the fighting has gone on for too long. But many opposed the marriage, especially those benefiting from all the conflict. Oh? That includes the man who hired you? That does not surprise me, and I have heard of him. Rumor has it that he is the leader of the underground groups. Nobody has proof. It is just speculation. But perhaps you know the truth. He is a dangerous individual. Yet, you have gone against his wishes. I'm curious, though. How much did he offer you in exchange for my life? That's quite the handsome amount. I would have been tempted. I think I fear more for you than I do for myself. Your life is now in danger because of me. And you are worried about me? My dearest, it will be fine. We will travel to a city in the north. The busier, the better. No one will recognize us there, and we can always move when we need to. I imagine we will need to, especially in the beginning. The palace will send out soldiers to look for me once they realize I'm gone, yes. But I'm sure they will give up eventually. As for the other side, the ones who want me dead, surely my disappearance will be an advantage to them. No cherry blossom princess, means no marriage. Why bother coming after me then, right? Even if that marriage had been successful, I imagine that my days would still have been numbered. So this, us, perhaps this is the best way. Hey, I don't believe I ever thanked you properly for sparing my life. You could have killed me easily, so why? Huh? Oh. Oh. I am so sorry to hear about the passing of your mother. That song I was playing on the night you first saw me is called Flight of 1,000 Cranes. Ah. Your mother used to hum it to you when the cherry trees would flower. So it was a combination of the smell of cherry blossoms, the song, and the way I looked that stopped you? Right. I understand now. They call me the Cherry Blossom Princess because of the scent coming from my skin. There is another reason, though. For many years before my birth, the cherry blossom trees in the palace would not flower. The weather was not ideal. But then, on the day I was born, the trees began to flower again. And every year after that, those trees would flower without fail. It has been 20 springs since then. I think that will be the only thing I will miss about the palace. Those beautiful trees. As for the politics, the riches, the gossip, the betrayals, I am happy to leave all of that behind. It's so tiring. What's that? A beautiful ribbon. Where did you get it? Ah, I believe I did see that stall earlier tonight. I even stopped to look at those ribbons briefly. Pardon? You want to braid my hair for me before I lie down? You are just full of surprises. Of course I could not turn down such an offer. My hair is extremely long. It might take you a while. That feels nice. You have such nimble fingers. Where did you learn how to do this? It is not something I would expect a ninja to have in their skill set. Interesting. I am a little bit tired, yes. Soon, I will sleep. Or try to, at least. I'm not sure I will be able to sleep tonight. Thank you for running away with me. The other day, you said that I made you realize you wanted to live your life in a different way. I hope I can bring you happiness. Yes, I will do my best. I give you my word. Do you ever wonder what our future would be like? Me too. Maybe once we settle down, we could have our own farm and raise some animals. If you wanted to go on more adventures, I will come with you. How does that sound? Good. Oh, you're done? It's very pretty. Thank you very much. Well, let us rest. We have a long journey ahead. Thank you. Good night, my dearest.